We're back at the Big Top for more fringy fun. Maybe not the Big Top, but this time behind the door at Convenience, where this week you'll find Jenny Tian. Jenny is in town with a new show, Picture This, and before she jumps on stage tomorrow night, she is with you on Breakfast. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. First time in WA, right?
First time ever in Perth, and I'm loving it so much because I'm originally from Sydney, and I was like, what is here? This place has everything Sydney has, but with way nicer people.
And better beaches, I'll say.
And better beaches. Yeah. We're calling it. It's official.
Hey, it was a busy 2022 for you. Our folks will know you produced the TikTok series Coach Damn.
Yeah.
Also open for folks like Nish Kumar.
Yeah.
And now you are in town for Perth Fringe. I don't know how you follow up such an exciting year, but you're going to do it this week for Perth.
Yeah. I mean, this is the first time I've ever taken a show of mine interstate. And it's a big show. It's full of Microsoft Paint drawings. It's an hour of Microsoft Paint drawings. So it's literally, I've got a PowerPoint deck with hundreds and hundreds of drawings that I've done. And that's the whole thing. So this is the first time I'm taking it anywhere other than New South Wales. So I'm really excited for everyone to see it.
It's good though, because I feel like bumping for that is like a hard drive or a USB. You don't have to set up lots of massive props. They're all on a screen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's all on a screen. And it also means that when I can't remember what's next in the show, I just click next and then I see the drawing and I'm like, oh yeah, that.
That's right. I'll explain this drawing later. You've spent a lot of time on paint to prepare for this show, including a nice picture that you've drawn for us here in Perth of what your idea of Perth is, like what Kwok is, the beach and the sun.
Yeah, exactly. I've done a drawing that I think is very accurate. The sun is at the very bottom of the picture, and in capital letters on the sun, it says very hot, which I think is accurate.
Yeah, that feels correct. Have you seen any? I mean, you're not going to see any quokkas here unless you go to Rottnest.
Oh, cool.
I'm sorry. I don't know if I just broke your heart a little bit.
God, I'm crying. What are you doing to me?
You mentioned there are like hundreds of pictures for MS Paint. What is the show actually about though? Because it's called Picture This and you're not just going to show us your drawings. You're going to do some talking too.
Or will I? So it's essentially a show that's divided into three components. So there's jokes that involve drawings. Anyone who's a big fan of like Dimitri Martin, you know, come along to this one. It's in a similar vein. There's also my stand-up comedy club bits, and then also three very true, very funny tales of betrayal.
Okay. Betrayal in, like, there's no nice way to do betrayal, is there? Like,
no.
It's, how severe, I guess, are we talking?
Oh, so severe. So there's one on the betrayal of friendship, one on the betrayal of love, and one on the betrayal of culture.
Oh, it feels like a Cormac McCarthy book or something. This is really intense.
But it's funny too. It's very
funny.
And
it's got pictures.
And it's got Microsoft Paint pictures.
We're catching up with Jenny Tian this morning in town for Picture This. It's showing as part of Fringe. I'll give you some details of when and where in a moment. Why did you choose paint? I mean, like, people sometimes use PowerPoint in their Fringe shows or in their theatre. Is, like, MS Paint the new PowerPoint?
I don't know how to use any other program on my computer, so that one seemed easiest, and that's what I decided to go with.
And when we say, like, you spent a lot of time preparing for this, like, how long have you actually spent on paint?
Oh, an embarrassing amount of time. I did the first like three drawings and I was like, oh my goodness, this has taken so long, but now I've committed to it. So I got to finish the rest of the entire show, which goes for an hour. So
it's a lot of drawings.
It's a lot of drawings.
And you've committed this far, so you have to like fully see it through.
I have to do it. Yeah. No,
are we talking like with the mouse painting, or have you got like one of those special pens that you do it with?
I wish I had a special pen. I did. It's a combination of mouse, and luckily I've got like a touchscreen laptop, so I've been able to do a few things with my fingers.
And have you had anybody come like up after the show requesting copies?
Never.
Oh, really? Sorry. Look, maybe this will be the week.
Yeah. I mean, I've done a drawing of Perth, so, you know, I think that's a little nice taster for people to see, you know, what my talent is.
You can pop that one up in the kitchen if you just want to, you know, riff it off Jenny's Instagram. Don't do that. Pay the artist, folks. You're here this week and then off to Melbourne.
And then I'm off to Melbourne. That is right, for the full month. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And what else have you got? I mean, you can't give too much away, but what else is planned for this year?
Very little.
more paint.
More paint. I don't know. I'm probably going to write another hour and probably try to do another web series of some sort. And more, if you're a fan of my social media, more of TikTok, more sketches, more Instagram stuff. So yeah.
Before we let you go, Jenny, just on that, folks will know you from all of the sketches that you've been putting on TikTok, and they're so on point and on the money with some of the things that you talk about. How long did it take to actually create one of those? I mean, you've got the idea, but then how long does it take to actually execute filming them?
Filming is actually a really short process for me. I used to have a day job where I would work like 5 days a week. So what I would do is during the evenings after stand-up gigs, I'd just jot down little ideas. And then on the weekend, just on like one Saturday, I would film like seven sketches, which would take, you know, a few hours. And then I would just post one and spread it out over the week, day by day. So it looks like a lot more effort than it is.
You make it seem seamless. If you want to come and see Jenny this week, we'll be down at Convenience, behind the fridge door at Convenience, from tomorrow night till Sunday, the 12th of February. Tickets are at the Fringe World website for Picture This. I'm going to pop a link up on the RTR website as well. Jenny, welcome to Perth and thanks for hanging out on Breakfast.
Thanks so much for having me.